Wayne was Marie's case manager. Jana was a program supervisor. If that's the case, the managers told Marie, if you weren't raped, then there's something you have to do. Marie dreaded whatever was next. She had seen it on their faces when she'd answered the question. They weren't thrown. They weren't taken aback. They doubted her before, just like the others. It occurred to Marie that from now on, people would think she was mentally ill. She, too, wondered if she was broken, if there was something in her that needed to be fixed. Marie realized just how vulnerable she had become. She worried about losing what little she had left. A week ago, she'd had friends, her first job, her first place to call her own, freedom to come and go, a sense of life unfurling. But now, that job and that sense of optimism were gone. The place and her freedom were in jeopardy. And friends she could turn to? She was down to one. Her story had, indeed, turned into a big thing. Last week, the television news had been all over it. A Western Washington woman has